This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An allegedly abused 19-month-old toddler died Friday morning at the White River Medical Center in Batesville. Since the boy was brought to the hospital from the Mount Pleasant area, Independence County Coroner Wesley Gay notified Izard County authorities. An investigation was launched by Sheriff Tate Lawrence and the Arkansas State Police. Sheriff Lawrence said the child is Caden Tharp, the son of Kayla Stokes of Greenway, Arkansas, who had been on an extended visit in the Hugh Stiles residence at Mount Pleasant. Sheriff Lawrence said the child's body's been sent to the state medical examiner for a cause of death. He said the investigation continues in the case. A Valonia woman has been arrested for looting from the home of a neighbor who was killed during the April 25th tornado. Faulkner County deputies arrested Jennifer Shaw Parker on Monday for felony theft. Formal charges have not been filed, and Shaw said she took nothing from the home of 63-year-old Craig Garvin. Shaw lives across the street, called him her best friend. Sheriff's Captain Matt Rice said Shaw is suspected of taking livestock that belonged to Garvin and of stealing jewelry from the rubble of Garvin's home. The April 25th tornado left 5 dead in Valonia. 38-year-old Noah Jason Neese has been arrested in Stone County and charged with felony theft. The affidavit for probable cause for arrest says Neese borrowed a steel chainsaw from his Judith Locks in January and never returned it, although he was asked several times and promised as many times to do so. The saw is valued at over $1,000. Then, court information says on February 18th, Neese stole a .25-caliber pistol from his Locks residence. Detective Chuck Day was the investigating officer. Neese has been placed on a $10,000 bond by Judge John Dan Kemp. Two retired detectives have been hired by the Alma Police Department to take a fresh look at the 1995 disappearance of Morgan Nick. John Tenwald and Robert Snow will work for minimum wage as they review evidence and interview witnesses and possible suspects. They were hired in April. Tenwald worked for the San Diego County Sheriff's Office in California, and Snow is a former New York City police officer. Six-year-old Morgan Nick vanished from an Alma ballpark in June of 1995. Alma Police Chief Russell White says the officers have worked as a team on other investigations. White says the detectives asked him earlier this year about being formally hired. Being employed by the agency means the officers can work without supervision. And Ozarka College, headquartered in Melbourne, has announced it'll hold tuition costs to last year's level. Ozark President Dr. Richard Dawes said, quote, "We will always do everything we can to minimize costs to students and make education available to as many as possible. We hope to keep college affordable for all of our students and their families." Dawes noted that enrollment has grown at a 25% pace this year, and he said it's primarily due to establishing a campus in Mammoth Spring and new facility construction in Mountain View. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.